Last September, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that a section of the state's gaming law is unconstitutional. The part of the law that came into question involves the local share tax. That's how much money casinos owe to the communities where they're located. Keystone Crossroads' Lindsay Lazarski tells us what's at stake for communities that host casinos.
When playing the slots in Pennsylvania, casinos and gamblers aren't the only ones making money. The state collects 54 cents for every dollar a player loses in a slot machine. And while the state uses most of that money for property tax relief, some of it goes to the state's horse racing industry, as well as an economic development fund. And a small portion is set aside for communities with casinos, like Paradise Township.
Paradise Township is really, like the name says, it's paradise.
Hiking up a trail built by the Mount Airy Casino, Peter Gons is one of the township supervisors. Paradise Township is a sleepy and bucolic town in the Pocono Mountains, where hiking trails, fishing streams, and the Mount Airy Casino are valuable amenities. Gon says it's a tricky balance having a casino in the community.
Mount Airy obviously brings in a tremendous amount of business and revenue for the township, but it comes at a cost.
Since the casino opened in 2007, there have been more visitors to Paradise. And that has meant more wear and tear on the township's 35 miles of winding, mountainous roads and bridges. The casino has been a boon for this town, once flush with mountain resorts, which have either shut down or are struggling. Here's Gons again.
Most important to us is maintaining our fair share. That was the commitment when the business came in, when Mount Airy came in.
And so Paradise Township counts on the casino money for more than half of its yearly budget. And now there's a risk. The township could get less in the future. That's because of a lawsuit filed by the Mount Airy Casino questioning the local share tax. Here's attorney Michael Sklar. He represents the casino.
We're not saying for a second that there shouldn't be a local share tax.
Sklar says Mount Airy has been a good neighbor to the community. The casino employs more than 1,100 people and is the largest taxpayer in the county. He says the casino just wants to be taxed fairly.
It just has to be done in a constitutional, responsible way.
Under the gaming law as it is now, most casinos, except the casino in Philadelphia and smaller boutique casinos, pay host communities whichever is greater, either $10 million or 2% of their total slot revenue. Most casinos have had to pay out the $10 million. So casinos that make less money in slots, like Mount Airy, end up paying more money to the local share tax. That's why Mount Airy filed the lawsuit. And in September, the state Supreme Court ruled in their favor. Now it's up to state lawmakers to fix the law. But the clock is ticking for communities that have been relying on the casino money.
Erie is a place that you can find almost anything that you can find in a lot of bigger cities, but just in a smaller scale.
In Erie County in northwestern Pennsylvania, County Executive Kathy Delkemper is concerned about the ruling.
We agreed to have a casino. Not every county did.
Erie County is home to Presque Isle Downs and counts on about $5.5 million from the casino. County officials have been using more than half of that money to pay down bond debt and $1 million to improve the library system.
The state needs to keep its promise and keep at whole so that we don't have to go after funding from our taxpayers when we were promised this casino money.
Delkemper is worried that lawmakers could really change how local share funds are distributed.
Well, what concerns me at this time is we're opening up legislation. Well, we have to have new legislation, and people have seen the success of the casinos and what they've done for the counties and the communities that have the casinos, and I think people want a piece of that.
Whether state lawmakers view casinos as cash cows is a question gaming industry observers like Robert Ambrose think about. He's an instructor at Drexel University and points out why some local leaders are concerned at the moment.
It's a matter of everyone in Harrisburg and beyond, I think, getting together and looking at the fair share. What is the fair share? If we can make most of the communities happy and everyone sees something from the pie, as it were, because you have to remember it's not just about gambling, it's about the entire hospitality infrastructure.
At the State House in Harrisburg, lawmakers agree that local communities should get a piece of the pie, but there's disagreement on how much casinos should pay. One idea is to increase the local share tax from 2% to 4% on total slot revenue, including Philadelphia's Sugar House Casino. Another idea, which also includes the Philly Casino, is to have a $10 million annual license renewal fee for slot machines. But that might not hold up with the court's ruling. Over the next few months, it's expected that lawmakers will continue debating the issue. They have until Memorial Day to fix the law. Lindsay Lazarski, Keystone Crossroads. Thank you.